Well, Wednesday means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment on Current State on WKAR. That's when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we learn about the Capital Area Down Syndrome Association, or CADSA, an organization that helps support people with Down syndrome and their families. Joining us to talk about CADSA, Executive Director Heather Tracy. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
We're also joined by Kieran Kerbaway, who serves as the self-advocate representative on CADSA's board. Welcome, Kieran.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome to Current State.
Thank
How did this group get started, Heather?
It was started by moms in the community. Jody Wiley started us by creating a play group in order for all of their kids to come together.
How long ago?
I believe that was about
2002.
May.
A dozen years ago. Okay. Yes. How many families are in CADSA now?
We have about 90 families that have plugged in at one time or another. Probably more like 40 are very active today and participate in a lot of our events.
Very good. Kieran, you're the self-advocate representative for the CADSA board. What does it mean to be a self-advocate?
Well, to me, being a self-advocate really represents people with Down syndrome and just want to be important key role for them to, like, advocate for people who can't speak for themselves, if they have speech problems or anything that they have hard time hearing or can't, like, speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. So,
Heather, what kinds of activities do you offer for families in CADSA?
We have monthly meetings from a few different groups, one of them being Club 21, which Kieran is very active in, but another being a mom's night out. We have a dad's group that meets regularly. We also have events that happen throughout the year, a harvest fall dance. We also go to a Lugnuts game in the summertime, mm-hmm. and we have a winter fun day coming up in January. So we try to keep active in just social settings.
Okay. What kinds of supports do parents of kids with Down syndrome need?
They need information about medical support for their children, and they need information about how to care for them financially throughout their entire lives, to plan for them for the future, independent living opportunities, job opportunities, all kinds of information that any parent would want to know for their child.
Kieran, talk to us about Club 21. You're a coordinator for that group. Well, what mm-hmm. kind of activities do you do with Club 21?
We recently went to the Michigan Historical Museum, and we went to the Old Town Dickens Village as a holiday, Christmas gathering holiday kind of thing, look around the shops, learning about the history artifacts of the Historical Museum. And it's just a great atmosphere for people with Down syndrome and other disabilities to join Club 21.
WKAR's Current State, it's Neighbors in Action here for Wednesday. We're talking with representatives from the Capital Area Down Syndrome Association, CADSA. Kieran Kerbaway serves as the self-advocate representative on CADSA's board, and Heather Tracy is CADSA's executive director. Heather, CADSA also has something called the First Call Program. Can you tell us what that's about?
The First Call is really about new families who have received a diagnosis and plug into CADSA, and we try to welcome them into our family of CADSA and offer them services and connect them with other families who have been a part of CADSA for a longer period of time.
So a big part of this is parents of kids with Down syndrome being mentors to each other, really.
Correct.
Supporting each other, informing each other, that
Correct.
Kind of thing. Kieran, you graduated from East Lansing High School in 2011. What was your high school experience like?
It was wonderful. It was very successful. I had really very high highlights from other teachers, and my experience there was so heavy and was so beautifully done by transitioning my parents, having me over there, and things like that, and I kind of, like, beloved my East Lansing community very much.
Have you been involved in theater?
I have.
I'm led to believe. Tell us about that. Mm-hmm. How? In what ways?
I actually met with a guy named Scott Pohl. He remembers me from doing theater with his daughters.
I've heard of him.
Right. And I've been doing a lot of theater. I got a call from Ellen Weymouth. Maybe that rings a bell to you, Mark.
It does, yes.
She called the Borsat Theater that used to be here in Lansing, but it's no more around anymore. Right. She called the Borsat to recommend me for a role over there. And I actually took on to be cast as Georgie Pinsinski in Tom Dudzik's play of Over the Tavern. So.
And what was that? What was that experience like?
It was wonderful.
Did you have any stage experience prior to
that?
I had
a lot of stage experience.
Okay.
So I actually followed my sister in her footsteps.
Okay.
So,
Heather, what are some of the misconceptions people have about Down syndrome?
I think sometimes people don't understand that there are an array of abilities, and so every person with Down syndrome you meet is going to have different abilities and different struggles, but they're all connected as a family in CADSA, and we like to support all of them individually. Sometimes people think that people with Down syndrome are always happy, but I think Kieran would be able to say that sometimes he feels other emotions like mm-hmm. sadness and depression, just like anybody.
How has Down syndrome impacted your life, Kieran?
It's been quite a challenge, Mark. It always has, and I actually talked to a friend a long time ago at East Lansing High School. He and I were talking, and he said, "I see that you have Down syndrome," and I said, "I have that." And he asked me, "What kind of challenges do you have?" And I said, "I take my own sweet time. I quickly hurry up to my own pace. I do a lot of things to overcome my fear of Down syndrome, and it's just a part of me, and it's a great big challenge for everyone."
Do you ever encounter people who really don't understand
yes,
what it means
correct.
To have Down
mm-hmm.
syndrome? What do you think is the most common misperception of people with Down syndrome?
Well, I think, Mark, that people are being very judgmental about disabilities. And I just can't stand the fact that people don't care and really don't care about Down syndrome or any other disability that other people have.
How do you respond to people like that when you meet somebody like that?
When I respond to them, I just basically told them, don't ever tease us. I basically tell them, don't ever make fun of us. And it's strictly a put down that people are putting us through. And I said, that's enough. I'm just the one to represent CADSA and other things, so.
Kieran Kerbaway is one of our guests here. We're learning about the Capital Area Down Syndrome Association, CADSA, here on our Neighbors in Action segment on Current State. We're also joined by CADSA Executive Director Heather Tracy. Heather, how is CADSA funded?
We are funded through different organizations that we partner with, and we also sometimes receive grants. We've received grants from Lansing Lugnuts, Jackson National, and we work with Kroger. We work with Good Shop, Good Search, and all of those organizations like Amazon Smile. When you make purchases through their organizations, some of that money will come back to CADSA. So we also have fundraisers annually, our big one being Step Up for Down Syndrome, and that's usually in September, mm-hmm. where all of our membership comes with their families and people in the area come to support Down syndrome, and they donate to CADSA.
How would you like to enhance your effort? I mean, if you came into an unexpected $100,000, what would you do with it?
We have a lot of things we hope to do in 2015, and hopefully the funding will be there. I want to do some medical outreach to reach out to doctors and nurses so that they can help work with our individuals. We also are going to start a more established family mentorship program, and we're going to start a club for some of our younger children. I know a lot of moms would like their teenage daughters to be able to experience an overnight sleepover. And so we'd like to start a club for young girls to actually experience having each other over for a mm-hmm. sleepover, because that's one thing that they don't normally get to experience with their peers from school.
A pretty popular activity for young people, too.
Right.
If people want to volunteer with you, what kinds of opportunities are there?
They can come to our events and help organize them and sit by the raffle tickets or escort people around to show them what was happening at the event. We have opportunities to come into the office to go to Club 21.
All kinds of things.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to learn about your organization and to meet both of you. We've been talking about the Capital Area Down Syndrome Association with Executive Director Heather Tracy and Board Member and Self-Advocate Representative Kieran Kerbaway. Thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having us.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations in the Lansing area that are doing great work. We need to find out about them. So lend us a hand. Help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.